Well, here we are again. It's Sunday evening, 4 minutes past the hour of 9 p.m. here in the UK. And you may have seen a post there up on Facebook. And I have to start this evening with an apology because, you know, when I'm wrong, I correct myself as best as possible. And it's not always easy because, you know, it's been like, okay, I've watched the court queues going down and I've been thinking, well, what the blazes is going on? Okay, now, we know that this hurricane hit Kelly's part of the country a couple of weeks ago, and it's going around now. It's going through various parts of the country and doing a lot of damage. Apparently, it's going to hit the UK at some time as well. Although by the time it gets here, it usually slowed down quite a bit. So, you know, I make my apologies humbly to people for saying, where the hell are you? Because, you know, obviously they can't call in during that situation, you know. And they may have to uproot and go into temporary accommodation somewhere. So I've noticed the court queue actually jumping around a lot. And the strangest thing is that Kelly's in the state, Sandra is there somewhere in the state. We have a 850 in the state, but the gentleman in the UK is the one we keep losing. So it's kind of crazy. Okay, now then. So we're going to start the show. You might hear me a little bit hoarse there this evening, and I'm finding difficult at the moment over the past couple of weeks now. It's getting gradually worse. No pain yet, but you can hear the old voice going there. And okay, so I'm hoping I'm not heading for some Christmas thing.
This is a long way off,
you know. It is, isn't it? Yeah, get me that way. All right, let's say hello to Kelly then.
Hello, thanks for having me again.
Hi, Kelly. So this Hurricane Ida, you've had your share of it already, yeah?
Well, we're okay. It hasn't bothered us here. But it's in the Gulf, and it's going to hit Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama.
Yeah, I've seen that. You know, I watched it last night there on the Sky News channel, and you know, it's not looking good because I think the last one they were saying was 16 years ago.
Katrina.
It really doesn't seem that long, you know, but 16 years ago. And they reckon this
one prayers for him.
Could be bigger, yeah.
We need to say some prayers for him.
Oh, gosh, you know, because I know a little bit about how they work and how they can pick up winds along the way and get stronger, you know. So we've done all that in science at school, you know, so I know a little bit about that, but it's frightening, it really is. Okay, right then, we're going to get on with the show. Deep is sitting still there now. Okay, so
hey,
not one deep.
Good evening, Ken. Hi, good afternoon, Kelly.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good.
Yeah, thank goodness it didn't affect us this time. It's more out in the Gulf, so but poor Louisiana. Ooh. So what is your question, Dee?
I don't have any question as such, Kelly. I was wondering if you had any messages for me from Spirit or from
All
the
right.
Gospel.
Well, they're saying that you are on the right pathway. You're where you need to be. They're saying that your timing is impeccable. So be real specific in what you ask for and what you're trying to manifest. You have major healing going on right now because you got a lot of green in your aura and also a lot of blue spirituality and a lot of unconditional love. Pay attention to your dreams because you're going to have profound dreams. So keep a dream journal because that's important. And you tend to make your plans you're more like a morning person than a night. So make your plans and do your things in the morning. And you have like, feels like there's going to be like two opportunities presented to you in the fall this year. That's for you personally, you know. There's also a chance for a better job offer. There's something to that effect. And it's always your choice. And they want you to get out and if you can, walk. You know, get out in nature and walk. That's important for you, walking. And do you have anywhere there's a body of water where you can get to?
I do, like, yes, very close.
Like a lake or a creek or a... Do you have anywhere you can walk?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, because that'll help ground you. Because nature helps ground you, and you need that. And they got something sort of funny. You're going to change how your hair do. So I don't know if you've been thinking about it, but there's like you're going to have a different haircut, and you might even color it different color. That's what they're telling me. And just simple little things. You're going to find a blouse that you fall in love with a V-neck, and it'll be brightly colored. Like, would you ever wear fuchsia? Pink?
No. I usually wear blue or white or black.
Oh, well, you're going to get color in your life, huh? Going to fall in love with that. And let's see what else. Be careful of eating things that are too hard. You don't want to chip a tooth, so just be aware of eating too hard of stuff. But I see you having more fun in your life, too. I hear you laughing. You're going to get your joy back. Do you ever draw? Because they're showing me something with colored pencils. You ever thought of using those?
No, I haven't.
You might want to, you know, you can go to like a cheap store and get a packet of it and start drawing with them. You know, just simple little doodles or something. That'll be helpful to you. They're saying bringing color back into your life. Let's see. Did you used to have, it's like there's a friend that you're going to see again that you knew 25 years ago, and she had like auburn hair, original hair color with bangs. Do you know who this is?
I had seen her about 5 years ago, not 25 years ago.
Okay. But she's going to come back in your life. So she's going to come visit you again. But there's there's something about a friend that you haven't seen for 25 years coming back into your life.
Right.
And there's you have a person that's passed on. Did you know a Miriam? The name Miriam?
Yes.
Well, she's around
you. Yes, I do.
So she's like, she's letting you know that she's around you. She's been around lately. So.
What's she your child?
Yeah, she's been around, hanging in your kitchen and hanging in your living room. That's what I'm seeing. She was a good friend.
Right. Is she the Miriam who used to be a childminder?
I'm sorry, what?
Is she the Miriam who used to be a childminder? She used to look after children as a profession?
Yes. So she's around you. And then you have another person named William who's passed on in your family. Or Bill was for short. Let's see. You have a lot of passed on people over here. Now, who is it that smoked a pipe? Because I'm on your dad's side. There's a gentleman that smoked a pipe. Thick, thick, thick blonde hair. And then this man had a cleft chin. So do you know who that is?
Yes, I do.
Who is he?
My dad's friend.
Oh, okay. So they're all showing up for you today and help you from the other side.
Mm-hmm.
There's, you also have, I don't know who this is, and I don't know if you'll know this person. I hear the name Bernie, who's passed on. But his real name is Bernard. But Bernie for short.
Right.
And he was a roly-poly man, and he wore, it looks like he was alive during the 1930s, and he always wore a watch fob. And always had a pinstripe suit and a bowler hat. For a fat man,
right.
He was a very fancy dresser. And you are going to get to go later on after, you know, all this COVID is, you're going to get to go hear a three-instrumented concert, you know, like a harp, a cello, and a violin, you know, like chamber music.
Right.
So, you haven't done that in a long time. That would be nice for you. And there's also, you're going to get do more culture too. I'm seeing they're telling me that. And there's down the road, like within 2 years, you're going to get to go see like the Nutcracker.
Right.
So that'll be fun. Do you have a car?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. They want you to check the tire pressure in the rear tire pressure. Okay, the bell went off.
Thank you, Kelly.
You're welcome.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Dee. Dee, but I'm having a little bit of trouble calling in this evening. It's a serious call dropping in and out. If anybody else is having problems calling in, let me know why, because we can report it, and maybe they can do something from the blog talk end, because they're always doing things in the background that we don't see or hear about. And if we complain, then they'll get on it, you see. If we don't complain, they'll do nothing. Right, so let's see where we are. Line two. Line two has disappeared somewhere. So we're going to line three instead then.
Okay.
Jackie.
Hi, Kelly Jo.
Hey. What's your question, Jackie?
I recently reconnected with my two nieces, but I don't necessarily trust their fathers, and my nieces are on board with me. I just want to know, should I try to get the nieces to convince their fathers that, you know, they should just go along with my plan, or should I just keep it between myself and my siblings?
Well, they tend to get involved and mess up the whole thing, so I think, are the kids old enough to do it themselves?
I think, yes, and they seem to be more mature, and much more mature than I would, you know, expect.
Because I see you guys getting together and doing little things, outings.
Yeah.
So you'll go and do that. But they know who you are.
The kids, right?
Yeah.
I feel more comfortable talking to the kids and trying to come to agreement than with their parents. Their parents just don't want to do anything. They just want to, they just expect me to hand them money that I don't have.
Well, you're going
to
have to do your limitations.
I'm trying to move.
You're going to have to do your limitations and boundaries with that. You know,
okay.
But have your relationship with them. Are they teenagers?
No, they're in the, one is in their 30s and one is in the 20s. The one is in the 20s in college. But
yeah,
I think you can have
individual relationships with them. They're old enough to pick and choose.
Well, we had a family squabble over in the state. And what I found out was that my brother wasn't telling the kids. They weren't telling the kids really what was going on and how underhanded they were. And I had finally had a chance to let them know this is actually what happened. And the kids are like, they see things my way, and I'm ready to move forward. And I don't want to keep them in the dark.
This is a, you said it's a, an estate for them?
It's an estate for myself and my siblings, but my siblings have already taken from this state. What's left, I've been taking care of it. And I want to move forward and move into the house. But I didn't want the kids to not know the truth.
Well, just make sure it's legal.
Yeah, I'm going to do everything. I have no other choice. Yeah.
And that way you can fix it so that they have control, because, you know, if you don't do like a trust or something for them, they won't have the money because the parents
That's what I want to do because the parents would take it. Have been very irresponsible. I have one brother that from the outside looking in, he has been a thorn in my flesh. And he used to be responsible, and he just sold things, and he never turned over any proceeds. I want to move forward, but at the same time, I want to have a relationship with my nieces. You know, because they can't help it that, you know, their fathers didn't do what they were supposed to do. Or, you know.
You just have to, like, fix it so that it's, you know, wrapped up so that it can't get messed with. That's all.
Okay.
Because otherwise it won't get to who it's supposed to get to.
Okay. Do you see me moving?
Yes.
By the end of the year?
Yeah, I think it won't be till 2022.
Could you tell me about the house? The house still needs to be cleared up and cleaned out, and I want my brother to come pick up some things. And he keeps stalling. Do you see anything like that?
Well, you're going to have to. Is there people living in it?
No.
Okay. But you're going to have to hire people to help you clear it out and clean it out so that you can sell it.
I don't want to sell it. I want to keep it.
Oh. What do you have to do? Buy it then? What's the money? There's like a money exchange.
Yes. Because I've been taking care of the house out of my pocket. And I just want to settle it. But technically, they owe me money. There were other assets involved that they sold, other properties. They sold it behind my back.
Well, what do you have to do? Buy out one of the people?
Probably one, yes.
Yeah, because I'm saying you have to give them money.
It probably would be that one brother.
And then you can have the house.
Yes.
So you'll probably do that. But he's sitting there and he's not working with you, and it probably won't get cleared up till 2022. Because he's not budging. But you eventually win. You get to be there.
Is it a good move?
You're going to have to paint, and you're going to have to fix the roof. And then it looks like there's two bathrooms, and you're going to have to fix the cold water under the sink in the second bathroom.
Okay. Would that be, okay. Yeah, there's some things with the bathrooms that I would have to take care of. And, you know, I'm just concerned about getting a loan to be able to square off that one brother and move forward.
So you're a vet?
Huh?
Are you a vet?
No, I'm not a vet.
Then you'll get an HA loan.
You see that coming through?
It looks like an HA loan.
What's that, FHA?
HA. I don't know. That's what I'm seeing.
Okay.
But you'll be able to get the loan to get it. Because your credit score is okay.
Yeah, I've been concerned about work, you know, being able to qualify for what I need to get it done, because it is like a...
You have a job now.
Yes. I'm not sure if I'm going to be working there at the location or remotely eventually, but I have been working.
And then you have some savings that you can pull to help you, to let them know that you have the money to pay for it, so you'll be fine.
Okay.
you'll be able to pull it off.
Okay. And I'm just, you know, it's just something that my parents really want me to do. You know, I've been in it for a while, but I know I'm doing everything that they taught me. And my brothers have a hard time with it because they didn't do it, you know? My brothers and his sister.
Well, they want everything given.
Right, exactly, and do nothing for it. No work, no money, no equity, nothing. Just take, 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 take.
And you're the belt. I wish that they would have done the thing a little better and given the responsible one it, but they didn't.
But there was a sister that was involved, and she kind of like disappeared, and no one knows where she is.
Did she have a addictive compulsive personality?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Well, it feels the drugs. The bell went off.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you anyway.
Well, you're welcome.
Everything looks okay for now.
Thank you, Jackie. Okay.
Thank you.
Right. Now then. Okay. I'll just take Kelly off the mic for just a little moment. We're coming up to the first 30 minutes of the show. Cork is building up slowly but surely. And I just want to mention that if anybody was listening there, in the beginning of last week, we had a young lady there called Dee. She's going to let me know about doing some shows with me. So we should have a second hour guest for Thursday if she agreed to do it. So it's going to email me and we'll find out some more detail because we need some info to put up on the page. So she'll be joining Bryn on Thursday evenings, hopefully. Tina sent me a message asking me when Bryn was coming back, and strangely enough, Bryn messaged me at the same time, said, yes, I'll be back this week. Because I can say it now, actually. He has been doing service for his country on jury service for the Crown Prosecution Service in the state. So, yeah, we all have to do our bit, don't we? You know, I've done that many years ago, yeah. And, you know, the people that I was working with didn't like it much. Because, you know, part of a team sort of thing, and the three-man team. When are you coming back? Because you have to call in for your wages on a Friday. You've got to call in to work for your wages because they've still got to pay you while you're doing service. When are you coming back? When's it going to finish? And I kept getting pestered. I said, I can't help it. I've got to be there at the same time every day, you know. And the only day I got off was, like, I think on a Friday to pick my ladies up. And that was, like, after 4 o'clock. So you're calling in to pick your ladies up after 4 o'clock. And they're still working, you know what I mean? And, like, you should be here. We need you. I think Donna that's joined us there. I'm not sure, but I seem to recognize the number. So the Cork queue is building up slowly. As I said, we've just hit over the 30 minute mark. We're going to take a short little break, see what we got for you, but we're looking forward to that on Thursday if it pulls off, because I really want to encourage people like Dee to come forward and give it a go. There's nothing to lose in giving it a go, you know. And you might even gain an experience from it. You might even have people coming to you that want to take a paid reading even with you. So, you know, I think this is very appropriate. Okay. Well, you know, while that piece of music was playing, something I've been messing about with a new tablet that I've got, and we can't get Google Voice here in the UK. It's not happening for us here yet because of the things in Europe, I think. Since we came out of Europe, we can't negotiate with America directly anymore. And we used to have it, you know, it used to be part of the Google Hangout system. And we used to be able to call into the shows and even do shows through the Google Hangout. And it was pretty amazing how that worked, because Google Hangouts at the time was owned by Google, of course. And a lot of people don't understand where the name Google comes from. You know, the strange thing is Google, okay, and it was a Welshman from Swansea that originally thought up Google, yeah, and invested in the Google project. So Google is actually north in Welsh. It's actually Gogledd. Gogledd meaning north, yeah? So that's where Google came from. The name Google. Think about it, Gogledd, Google. Yeah? So you can look that up, actually. You can look that up, how the name came to be. And it's very strange. But just basically an abbreviation of Gogledd meaning north. Okay. Enough trivia. Anyway, if there's anybody in the United States that could share their cell phone number with me, we can have people from anywhere in the world calling in to the shows using Google Voice. So basically what they need to do is pick up a Google Voice account and then we need access to that Google Voice account. Basically, it would mean that once we have access to that Google Voice account, we could potentially use that for people to call into the show. I know it sounds silly, doesn't it? Okay. Kind of strange way of going about things, but there you go. It means that anybody that we add to our Google Voice account can actually, you know, join whatever we're doing. So if we were to do a show through the Google Voice account sort of thing, anybody that was with us in Google Voice could actually listen. I think you can have unlimited number if you have a USA account. The only way to get an account in the UK is to have a business account. And then you've got to pay for it. So you can only have 8 people. Yeah. Okay, never mind. Anyway, we're going to get on with it. Because, okay, I know we jumped from line 2 to line 3 and took Jackie's call was the last one we took. Line 2 is now back with us. They're going to bring Kelly back online and we have Sandra.
Hello.
Hello, how are you doing? Thank you for taking the call.
Good. What's your question?
I have 2 very quick questions. I hope we can get to them. The first one is I am scheduled to move or my new rental home next week, and I just want to ask a question. Do you see everything moving perfectly? Well, moving fine, and I actually move in on time. The house will be ready. And my second question is regarding my career. Just looking for new opportunities.
Well, I see everything being nice and clean and fresh when you move in, so...
Okay.
You know, see,
I was a little concerned about making sure to find it, you know, the amount is due. I will be ready on moving day.
Yeah, I just see it being, you know, you'll be able to just move in and it'll go well.
Great, great. I love the place. Do you see this as a long-term place for me to stay because I don't want to move again. I moved, relationship ended, and I'm ready to just get settled.
Well, I see you moving there and living there and liking it there.
Excellent. Yes. Okay. Okay. Good. It's a really nice home, and it's spacious, and I'm in love with it thus far.
Around you.
I'm sorry?
There's lots of nice amenities around you.
Yes, yes, and that's what I do love about it. Okay, great. And so the finance for the move-in will be in place and no issues, because I'm just a little concerned about any last-minute increases in funds. So just, but you see everything being okay at move-in financially.
And being able to budget, all right, you'll even get groceries.
Okay. So then leading into the second question that I have regarding career, I have applied for several jobs and I've had some referrals. So I'm just wondering, when do you see that next career, the correct career opportunity? And have I even applied for it yet?
Well, it looks like it could be temp to perm. You know, like you have, you know, like a 90-day, you'll get a job.
Probation, yeah.
Day thing, and then what, after that they hire you full-time. You get insurance and all that automatically, and it don't take any time to get it. So that's how I see it going, and it feels like you're going to be processing papers, and it's sort of kind of an administrative job.
Really?
So that's what I'm seeing.
Okay. Interesting. That's interesting. Because I'm working right now. I do have a job. I'm just ready to move to something better. And definitely financially more secure, because where I'm moving to, it's a little bit more than I paid before. So just making sure I'm going to be able to afford everything.
Yeah, you'll be able to be all right. But I do
have
a better job opportunity coming up. And another thing is, you know, whatever you're applying for is working in the back office, wherever you're going to apply for. So.
Yeah, that makes sense. My experiences in legal and healthcare. So, yeah. Okay, great. That's good to know. That is good to know. So do you see it coming soon? Because my present job is a beast. So I'm just wondering, do you see something coming in the next couple of months or so?
Well, where you work now, you're just a number. Well, really, and you got quotas to do and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm. That's so true.
And I see you getting out of the quota thing, you know what I mean? And the timing, there's always a time clock, you know, ticking down. It's like you have to do something with about X amount of minutes, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I'm definitely not happy where I am, that is for sure. Okay.
But you'll have a job to go to from that.
Excellent. Okay, that's great. All righty. Well,
but it's
very. I'm sorry?
No, it's administrative.
Okay.
Did you remember to do, because you're moving sort of further than where you are,
Yes, that's my concern. Because I haven't done it yet. But I got to get that taken care of. And you see everything happening?
You have to pay extra to turn stuff on.
Yes, because I'm going somewhere else. Do you see that everything happening smoothly?
Yeah, but it's, you know, you'll have to pay extra for that.
Yeah. And that's the concern that I was talking about, because I'm moving in a different direction, so I'm going to have to pay extra.
I mean, you get it back normally, but...
Okay.
But you get back your deposit from the places that you're leaving from, too, so that'll help you.
Okay, good, good.
You know.
All right, yeah. Okay, wonderful.
You have about four things you got to turn on.
Yes. Yes, that's
now,
true.
Now, is there gas where you're going?
Is there a what?
Gas stove?
No, I wanted... That, well, no, I don't think there is a gas stove. I think it's electric. I thought it was gas, but it looks like it was electric from the picture, unless they changed something.
Oh, okay. Because there's something about gas. I have no idea. But
it would be, I was hoping it was gas, but I don't think it is. Okay.
And,
all right.
Don't forget there's going to be... water, trash, and sewage all combined.
And that's already, yeah, that's going to be already incorporated into
okay.
it. So, yeah.
Well, that's what they said, combined.
Yes, combined. Uh-huh.
That'll be helpful.
Yes.
In with your rent.
Yes, yes, ma'am.
But it's like a brand new beginning, a brand new start, you know.
Yes. And that I am looking forward to.
And it's like, oh, I like all the restaurants and all the shopping.
Yes. Yes, I love that.
And
yeah,
it's,
I'm a foodie.
You know, and it's like, and they got like places you can sit outside too, outside dining.
Yes, yes. I'm a foodie, so I've been looking around the area, and I saw some really nice places, so that's good.
There's also a coffee shop.
Okay.
I'm seeing, like, a coffee shop.
Okay. There's a room in the house that's on the bottom. It's one of the two bonus rooms, and I want to turn it into my prayer meditation space. Do
yeah,
you
that's
see that is... That's the right.
That's,
okay. This one.
It's a good spot for that.
Okay.
Nice seeing, like, you know, feng shui in your house a little bit when
yes.
you move.
Yes. Yes. That's exactly what I'm looking for. Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have, you know, the different little cures and stuff. So I see
excellent.
You do.
Yeah, I'm ready for this space. I've spent 5 years off and on trying to get a relationship stable, and it just didn't. So now that's over. She and I are still have much love, but it's gone. So now I'm just ready for my peace. So that's just perfect.
Well, you're working on getting you back.
Yes, I am. I love that. Yes, ma'am.
And once you do that, then you'll be ready to strike out again. But right now, you're just getting your life together. You want, you're a type of person that needs their ducks in a row before you go off.
Yes, that's so true. So very true.
And then you'll feel secure to go and date, but you won't do that till you get secure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You must know me.
I'm psychic.
Yes, ma'am. That is so true. I won't even entertain the thought of the dating until I'm comfortable. But thank you so much. And thank you, Ken.
Thank you, Sandra. Okay. All right, Dave. Where are we? All right. We've done a line 1, 2, 1, 3. We are now with line 4. Queen.
Hi, Kelly. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. Wondering what the question is to be that I should ask you. And with that said, whatever you get, and I'll be pondering my question. Thank you.
Well, you're finally moving forward. Don't let your past haunt you the way you're letting it haunt you. You know, shoulda, woulda, coulda will get you every time.
Okay.
You're really, really delving into your spirituality. You're a nighttime person, so make your plans at night. And you tend to manifest on the new moon. So write down what you want to manifest for that month on the new moon. And where are you going? Because there's a trip, like a car trip for you.
I don't know yet. With all this COVID and stuff, I'm going to the grocery store and back home. But I look forward to a car trip coming.
Well, I don't see you staying overnight, but I just see you seeing scenery and just doing that. You know, just
okay.
Going.
I can think of a few things.
Like a Sunday drive.
Yeah, that's a good thing. That's safe, too. I'd like to go to the Botanica, and I may return there soon. Beautiful Botanica gardens.
So that's a garden?
Yeah, the Botanica garden is beautiful. I love it there. I just came back from there, actually. I went last week. Beautiful.
I see you getting plants. They sell plants sometimes. You're going to get some plants from there.
Okay. I went into the shop, and I wasn't impressed with their selection of plants. I said, "What? Well, they had more stuff in there besides plants. But maybe when I go again, they'll have some more that I would be interested in.
Or maybe you get them someplace else, but I do see you getting plants, and I also see you getting herb plants.
Well, that makes sense.
Now, are you into baking bread? Because I see you making bread.
Not at the moment, but it could happen.
Yep, I see you kneading bread, and you're going to let it proof. But I see you baking bread, you know, like the big round loaves, you know, the natural.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I see you're doing that. You're going to be doing a whole ton of baking. You're going to get a wild hair and start doing all kinds of bakings.
Okay, that's good. Something different. I do have a question,
yeah,
which is what was forming, and it's appropriate to what you said. In this day and age that we live in, the internet and people living on the internet, literally, and moving through the having learned so many different things and being in so many different places, I am ready now to. Tap into the best way for me to flourish through with my gifts, which are many, through my expressing myself through and marketing myself through the internet. Any insight as to,
well,
I'm sure you'll have.
You do readings too, right?
I do.
And you are a knower, so you just know things. Yeah, have somebody do a website for you, you know. And then that way people will know how to find you, and then, you know, might want to think about doing a podcast for yourself. That'll get your name out there, and then be a guest on others.
Yes, that's within the realm of possibilities. I have made myself pretty visible on like YouTube and Instagram and Facebook and even where are we at? Blog Talk. So I've done those things, but maybe it's time for me to be a guest in be a guest on some podcasts with other people.
Get your name out there. You know, and then keep advertising, and then it'll be through word of mouth.
Okay. I will look into that. And with that, We've talked about this before with my writing, including my writing and my teaching.
Yeah, you wrote a book, right?
I'm writing. I haven't finished it yet.
All right. Once you get your book published, that'll help too.
Okay.
But I see you getting more of a presence out there. And you're going to do readings professionally because you're good at what you do.
I agree, and I do from time to time do readings professionally.
But when you're an old woman, you're going to be doing it.
Well, that would be now.
Oh, hello. You think?
That would be right now. Yes. You know, I remember, like, about 40 years ago, 30 or 40 years ago, this mother and daughter told me, when you're older, you'll be doing readings for people. I was working in a tea room at that time doing readings. And
I read tea leaves, too. They're so much fun to do.
They are. You know, and us saying that, I think I'm going to, I had thought about this, but I have so many thoughts running through my mind that I will do a YouTube thing reading tea leaves. Yeah, it is fun. And it shows so much. I mean, it just, if you can see.
Yeah, I did a whole thing on that on YouTube. You can find me, KellyJoePsychic.com, KellyJoePsychic on YouTube, and I have a whole thing on how to read the tea leaves.
I'm going to look you up, Kelly Jo Psychic on YouTube.
Yep.
Soon as I finish hearing your words to me, Kelly Jo Psychic on YouTube. Okay.
Yep.
I will be
because you're good at doing that, and you could find, where do you live?
I live in the South in the Bible Belt.
What state?
Alabama.
Is there any tea shops where you could do tea leaf readings?
No.
Oh, okay.
That I'm aware of.
But you can do it online. Try doing that through Zoom.
Preferred. There may be some places that I'm not aware of, like in larger cities.
Yeah.
That I'm not aware of.
You know, after COVID comes down, you know.
This is the Bible Belt, though. This is a stronghold for the Bible Belt. What am I doing here? But that's a story for another. I love the country.
That's another story.
Yeah, I love the country. The natural environment here is beautiful, and plants and, you know, trees.
But you can love where you live and do your readings over, you know, Zoom or Skype or whatever.
I agree.
And then when you go to the YouTube, you can figure out how to contact me. And I do a radio show, too, on Blog Talk, and I'll have you on and do pop readings.
That sounds like a good deal. I got my pen in my hand. And Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, right?
Kelly Jo Psychic on YouTube.
Spell psychic for me, please.
P-S, it's Psychic, P-S-Y-C-H-I-C.
Okay, gotcha.
Bonnie, Psychic.
Okay, I'm going to do that, like I said, when as soon as we finish.
You need to practice and do it and trust yourself. Yes, there you go.
All right, well, thank you. I'll be in touch very soon.
All
thanks,
right.
Kim. Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you, Queen. Now then, you know, we were looking at something because I recently bought myself what they call a tablet, An Amazon Fire 7. It's supposed to be ninth generation one. Whatever the hell that means. Getting it to work on various things has been a nightmare. But, okay. There's one advantage of having this, because they used to call them Kindles, apparently, and they dropped the name Kindle for some reason. And they dropped the name Kindle on the Amazon tablets for whatever reason. But they still do the same thing. You go on to Facebook, and you are doing a live video from Facebook, there's a thing there that only seems to work on a tablet. It doesn't work on a phone. Tried it on a phone before, it doesn't work. But on the tablet, you can actually add another person into the call. Something I've been unable to do on a computer. Can't do it on my PC. Can't do it on my phone, but I found a secret way to do it on my tablet. And I thought, well, okay, I may well utilize that over the next couple of weeks and see what happens. It'd be very interesting to do a show live across Facebook, even if it's only a short one for 30 minutes and see what happened. We've got loads of people already in our group on Facebook that, for one reason or another, don't get the time to actually do a show with us. It might be easier for them to actually connect that way, even if it was only for 30 minutes at a time. So there you go. Something to think about. Right then, where are we? Bring Kelly back in, and we're with line 5 already. And that's Brittany.
Here I am.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. What's your question?
Just wanted to know if you see me staying at the job I have right now.
Well, for right now, yes, but there's another opportunity before November.
Okay. Do you know what type of opportunity that could be?
Do I know who? What?
What kind of opportunity?
It feels more like a management.
Okay. Within the same company or in another company?
It might be a whole different company.
Okay.
And it feels it comes through a headhunter.
Okay. And
you have to have a job to get a job.
Okay. Do you see this job wanting to keep me?
Where you are, you can stay as long as you want. You do the work of 3 people.
Thank you for your acknowledgement.
Well, you either do or you don't.
Yeah, that is definitely the case right there.
I mean, you get
stuff
where other people sozzle.
Yeah.
Paycheck, you know, sozzle.
Yeah. Do you, as far as, because the only reason why I'm asking.
You're running around and speeding around while everybody else is doing, like, slow-mo.
Yeah, pretty much. Do you, and the only reason why I ask is because I saw a job posting for my position today. And I didn't know if that was an old posting or if they were looking for somebody else.
Well, just CYA yourself. You know what that means.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't, I think they, you haven't gotten reprimanded or anything.
No.
And your reviews are fine whenever you have reviews.
Okay. And you, and I'm still applying for new positions. Just wanted to, you
with
said that before.
Company, no, right?
Within, yeah, with other companies, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you, and you said that's before November. Is that closer to the November mark or between September and October, if you're able to see?
It's before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
You know, between that time frame. And if something don't happen then, nobody hires during holiday, and then it would be next year.
Okay. Okay, so you pretty much see me at this company where I'm at for at least until November.
Yeah.
Okay. And can I ask about a guy that I'm dating?
He doesn't feel it's on, off, and you got question marks about him.
Well, that one I did, but I started dating somebody else.
Oh, well, I don't know when the timeline continuum I'm popping in at.
Yeah.
You just started dating this one. You guys are getting to know each other.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He calls you.
Yeah. Do you see this going anywhere?
Well, you're dating. You're getting to know each other. That's what you're doing.
Yeah.
That's why it's called dating.
Well, we used to be together a long time ago.
But if you broke up because of reasons before, who's to say he hasn't changed?
That's what we're filling out.
Well, it feels like same stuff, different year.
Okay.
You broke up for a reason the first time.
Yes, we did. We did.
Well.
But things have changed.
Well, you know, that's why you're dating.
Yeah. And the question mark guy, is he coming back or is that pretty much over?
It's up to you.
Well, if you don't hear from him.
You know, it's always, you know, your choice, but you don't want one that's in and out, and you don't want one that's not committable. Both these men don't feel committable.
Mm-hmm. Do you see one that's coming in that's committable?
Well, you're going to be dating when you're dating somebody, it's like being peed on. No other people are going to come around because you're dating them.
Mm-hmm.
Till you change your modus operandi, you're going to keep with uncommittable people.
Okay. So just don't date at all.
I did say that. Don't put words in my mouth. That is not what I said, did I?
No. So when you say, are you just supposed to wait? And I'm just trying to get better.
What you need to do is you need to find ones that are committable, not ones that are not committable.
Okay.
And there's something in you that feels comfortable in the uncommittable ones.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So until you change that, you're going to keep, there's something in you that doesn't want to commit either.
Okay. Okay.
You know, but like I said, until you change that aspect, you're going to keep getting people that are in and out.
Yeah, I get it. Okay.
You know, eventually you are going to, you know, your picker won't be broken anymore, and you're going to pick one that is forthright, decent, and not a hit and run.
Okay. Other than that, do you get any other messages?
Well, every day it's a choice, and you can't regret your choices.
Mm-hmm.
You do the best with the information given at that time frame, correct?
Yes.
Well, forgive yourself and move on.
Okay. From what?
Moving forward, from going backwards all the time.
Okay. I got you. That makes so much sense.
Because you're trying to turn a new leaf and a new beginning, so don't keep bringing old stuff, old backpack. Your backpack and old stuff. You don't want to have your backpack.
Okay. Okay. All right.
So you're going to do okay. You're going to get a better job. You're going to find a better relationship.
Yeah.
And you are going to eventually, you're going to get married and have a long-term relationship.
Do you see children?
I see one, you know, it would be a boy.
Okay.
You know, but you don't want to have them, because eggs expire, so you don't want to have them too late. Well, they do. There's an expiration on your eggs. They done figured that out scientifically. I used to say that 30 years ago.
Yes, that's true. Do you know what's a good age to have them before they expire?
I, you know, but don't do it after 47.
Okay. Do you see it before
47? Your egg's way too old by then.
Right. Do you see it in a couple of years or?
Well, I see you having a long-term relationship. You'll date a year, get married, and then you'll have kids.
Okay.
Have a kid. Okay. Single.
Only one. Okay.
And you won't
one
have
kid.
Any trouble having it, and you grow big babies. You get to have a tall baby, a long baby, and a tall baby.
Oh, I'm having two?
No. I said a long baby and a tall baby.
Oh, Lord. So that means me and the father is tall. Okay.
Yeah, you have, and the baby will be good poundage. And
okay.
You won't even look pregnant unless you turn sideways. You're going to be stick figuring, you know, and then the little ball. Well, that's what I see. Like, oh, baby. From behind, you can't even tell you're pregnant, but it's like you're just
yeah.
one ball.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank
and
you for that.
Have a healthy, 10-toed, huge baby.
Oh, gosh. I'm nervous, but that really made my day because that was, you're hilarious.
And then he's going to be a chunk of monk before he walks. You're like, come on, Ed, walk. There you go.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Well, we can't say that we don't enjoy our Sunday shows, can we? We always get a good... A good giggle, yeah? Okay, lovely. Dear me. All right, then, let's see where we're going. Donna.
Hi, just a second. Hi, this is Donna. Hi, Kelly Jo.
Hi, Donna. What's your question?
Well, my question is what's coming up for me? I have two very stressful females just... We're not good at accusing me of things.
I'm having a terrible time hearing you. You're echoing really bad and garbled. Hold on.
Is that better now?
Yeah, you have two females that are stressing you out.
I got them out of my life, though. I feel so much better. They're out of my life. I've lost them. I don't talk to them. They're gone.
Good.
I don't know what's coming up for me. You see anything good coming up for me?
Yeah, it's going to get better, and you're simplifying.
Yes.
And it's like what you're doing is you're clearing the decks of anything that doesn't serve you for your highest good. People,
that's
places,
right.
Things.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's true.
And it's so that you're growing, you're really evolving, and you're learning to set up limitations and boundaries, and you're learning how to say no. What a powerful word.
Yes, it really is. It's giving me self-confidence now.
You're getting your mojo back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm so happy with that.
And I see you changing. You're going to upgrade your wardrobe.
Good.
And I see you're going to lose a little bit of weight, and I see you standing in front of a mirror and smoothing a dress down and spinning. You know how you do that? Hey, I look good.
You know, you're so right, because I have been dieting and doing very, very well. I had one salad a day and three protein shakes. And I thought, well, when I lose my weight, I'm going to get more new clothes.
And I see exercise. You found the right exercise routine, and you're doing good.
Yeah, swimming every day.
Are you thinking about getting like a beach bike or something? I see you riding a bike.
Yeah, I was thinking of that too. One with gears, that would be, yeah.
Yeah, because I see like a beach bike with the fat seat, you know, the lady bike, and it's light blue.
Yes, that's the one I want.
Yeah, with the straight handlebars.
Yep.
Yep, and I see you wearing a hat so you don't get sunburned. Don't forget your sunscreen, because you don't forget to do your ears and nose.
Oh, okay, yeah. Always forget the ears.
And the back of your hands, because you tend to burn those.
Yeah.
And if you wear sandals, the top of your feet.
Oh, okay.
And your toes. They're showing me all the parts and bits you missed.
How funny. Oh gosh.
But you're feeling better, and then are you single now?
I am still single, yes.
Yep, but out of the blue you're gonna meet a feller.
No. Okay.
He's a blondie and he has brown eyes, clean shaven. He's like 5'11".
Perfect.
And you'll meet him. He'll be walking. It's funny. He's a 5'11", but he has a little dog. And it's so funny to see him with a little dog. But he's walking a little dog, and you meet him when you're riding your bike.
Oh, yes.
Strike up a conversation.
Definitely.
But
yeah.
It looks like one of those little mini Yorkshires, you know, like the teacup.
Yes, I like those, yeah.
Yeah, but it's so funny. Here's this man with the itty-bitty dog.
I've seen that before. No.
I know, it just strikes me as funny. It's not funny, it's funny. You'd think that he'd have like a big Rottweiler or, you know, something bigger like that, but, oh, he spoils that little puppy. But he has the most beautiful smile.
Aww.
And he don't play games. He's a real person. You know.
Nice.
And you just, you know, strike up a conversation out of the blue. And then you do have to watch your fingers when you're chopping vegetables. Please be careful with your knives.
Okay.
I'm not saying anything's going to happen, but just watch where your fingers are.
Okay.
Don't be absent-minded.
Because
I see you making soup or something.
Yes, I was thinking of making that Weight Watcher soup with all the vegetables. No,
yeah,
problem.
I see you doing that. So be careful. And there's also root vegetables in there.
Okay.
So you're going to make like root soup. You know, like the rutabaga, the turnips, the potatoes, the carrots, the beets, and it's red, very red, carrots. And it's actually very yummy. You even put cabbage in it.
I was thinking next year of maybe going to Zihuatanejo, Mexico. There's a fellow there that puts together a health resort, and you don't have to take any classes, but my friend was taking classes.
Yeah, next year you'll be able to go. You'll be able to do the retreat.
I'm saving money, so I'll be able to afford that.
You'll be able to do that, and you'll really enjoy it.
Oh, good. Yeah, I thought that might be fun to go with a friend, you know?
Yeah, and there's also hikes, so I see you wearing good, comfortable tennies and hiking.
Okay.
You
know?
And they have really good food there.
Oh, good. Excelente.
Yeah, really. And you're going to learn Spanish.
Oh, good. Brush up on it. Yeah. Also, I wanted to say to Ken that I don't mind getting him a Google account if he wants a voice Google. I don't know how you do it, so if he could give me a call later.
Cool, that'll help him. Hey, Ken, did you get that?
Give me a call.
He didn't answer.
Yeah. No. Sorry, I was miles away then. What was that?
No, I don't mind. I don't know what it entails getting a Google account, a Google Voice account, but you know, we can figure that out when you can get a Google account with my number.
So what you need to do is like to get a Google Voice account, it would need to be set up with my name sort of thing, using, and then once you have the code come through, it's just a matter of putting the code into your spare cell phone, Donna.
Okay.
So if you have a spare cell phone lying around the house, it's just, so once the number's put in there, it means that you've now got a USA account, yeah?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to take your time. Do you want to call me back? Here's the thing, I don't have another phone. I just have the one phone that I use.
Right. Yeah, that would be awkward.
Yeah.
That would be kind of awkward because it would be...
That would be awkward. Yeah. I didn't know what it was.
And I have no idea, so... Okay.
Okay. Sorry.
All right,
I tried. It needs somebody that's got a spare phone that they never use, yeah?
Oh.
So, you know, just one that lies in a drawer somewhere. If you're going to use the phone, then you'd be getting calls day and night sort of thing, yeah?
Oh, that'd be hard because, yeah, the time difference in the United States is quite different.
Yeah.
Okay, well, sorry.
Well, still got a little time for more of your reading. You do have your grandma here from your mom's side, and she's showing a shawl. She always wears shawl.
I never met my grandparents. Yeah, unfortunately.
Do you have anybody alive here you can ask?
No, none of the 8 kids, none of my 7 siblings ever met them. My mom was an orphan.
You have an old person who you can ask who your dead people are.
No, my parents are gone.
Oh. Well, then I'll have to send you all your dead people away, so. Because you don't know who your dead people are, so.
I know who they are. Well, yeah, my Aunt Grace. I have my mother Anne, my father Bob, my nephew Garrett. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I misunderstood what you said.
And then you also have an Aunt Mary.
Aunt Mary, yes, I do. Aunt Marion, yes.
And she's here.
Oh, good.
Aunt
Mary.
And then you have somewhere in the woodpile, you have Hasidic Jews.
What's that?
Jewish people with the ringlets, with the cap on their head.
Oh, okay. We're kind of Catholic. I don't know where the Jewish
it's
are coming
a little
from.
Tiny cap that they wear over their crown.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The Belgians.
We're not Jewish. We're not Jewish.
I know it's somewhere.
But maybe some British. Okay. Oh, gosh. Oh, wonderful. Oh, I'm glad you brought through Aunt Marion. Yeah.
don't think about them too much. I know it's been a while.
Well, she's been around. So the bell
yeah.
went off.
Oh, good. I'll talk to her then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Thank
Donna.
You.
Thank you so much, Kelly Jo. I appreciate it. You have a wonderful evening.
You too.
Thank you.
Thanks, Donna. Well, would you believe people are still calling in? No, it was say what we were saying there when Donna offered to do that, because obviously if you're using the cell phone, then it kind of awkward because you'd be having people calling you from all over the world sort of thing. It's a different time. You want one that you just basically throw in a drawer somewhere, one that you never use. All we need is that really to set it up is my email address and a mobile number that we can use in the state. Once it's set up, you just throw that in the drawer because basically the number is set up then. You just put the code in. The code we'd need to you have the code here. Basically, but it's got to be set up in such a way that it's, I really don't know the procedure because it's set up on a USA phone, obviously, but it would have to be set up with what they call roaming, which means that you travel the globe, you know, you're a globetrotter sort of thing, and you're frequently in the UK. That type of thing, yeah. So, you know. And it would mean that people could call into the show from there and make it easier. Because there's nothing free anymore for people to call in unless they are actually in the US. If they're anywhere else in the world, they've got to pay to call. And, you know, if you pay to call for 2 hours, unless you've got 3 minutes on your cell phone, it can be quite costly, you know, because the call rates now are anywhere up to £5, depending on where you are in the world, for 2 hours. And that's a lot. We don't want people doing that. Okay, right then. People calling in, as I said there, we've got 26 minutes on the clock. We'll try and fit you all in. So let's see where we're going. Okay, we should be with you, Lonnie.
Hello, Lonnie.
Hello, hi, Cam. Hello.
Hello, what's your question, Lonnie?
Yes, I applied for a new position in my work, and I want to see if you see me get an interview or a call or that promotion. I applied for a new position in my work. So do you see me getting a promoted?
It would be a lateral position, yes.
When do you see me getting soon or in a few months?
It feels like it's opening up now, isn't it? It's available now.
Yes, it's available now.
Right. And they have, you're one of three. So you should hear something about it within a couple weeks.
Okay. Do you see me getting that promotion?
Yes, you will get a raise in pay.
That's great. Another question. Do you see me getting in a relationship soon?
I see you being open to dating.
Yeah, I am. I am.
And
I like someone, but...
You know, I see there's an opportunity in end of this month, September.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so be open.
I like someone from my work, to. So do you see if that relationship
but
can be...
they don't notice you.
Sorry, can you repeat again?
You know, I see you dating somebody outside of work.
Outside of work, okay.
Yeah. And let friends know, because a friend might set you up.
Okay. And do you see this relationship be stable and serious?
You're going to date. You're so picky.
Yeah, I am.
You have to throw your list away because you're letting good people go.
Okay. Kelly, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Kelly, your internet is dropping in and out, yeah?
No, I'm not. I'm on a phone.
Yeah. I thought at first it was Yulani's end, but it's not. It's your end, Kelly. Okay.
Playing with my tablet.
Yeah. Let's have a look. So I'm going to see because it could be the internet connection this end. I don't know. It could be a Blog Talk thing, but just bear with me.
Okay. Hello?
Yeah. So it's
can
not
you, can you hear me now?
It's not your end. It's not your end. It is actually Kelly's end. Okay. We can't able to take the call like that at the moment because obviously that is kind of scrambled. I don't know how much Yulani was actually hearing of that, but we wasn't hearing anything through the studio there. So it's kind of a strange one. Yeah, anyway, we'll bring Kelly back in and we'll persevere, see what happens. But Yulani, let me know if you can't hear, yeah?
Hello?
Oh, that's better. Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can
now. Yes, I can. So, a question, what else you can see for me in the coming week, a month?
Well, you're going to get a lateral opportunity at work, and it looks like better money.
Yes, I applied for a good position. It's very high ranking. It's a very high pay. I hope I can get that one.
Well, it looks like you're getting good money and good benefits. You get really good benefits.
Yeah, the benefits are good, too.
And I think you'll really excel and do well.
Yeah, I do work hard. Do you see the person in my world, they don't notice me? They don't really like me? Like, I thought she liked me.
Well, your colleagues, I just don't get that you're going to have a relationship. I say work colleague.
Yeah, we are.
I mean, they're polite and kind, but it's because it's work.
Yeah. So what else you can see for me in the few weeks?
You know, it's like you have a male platonic friend that might set you up. You know, so say yes to that, you know. And then I also see you being able to, are you on like a dating site or something? You might do a dating site where you have a couple
no.
dates. All right. I don't know.
I don't do dating websites. I don't into that.
All right. But it looks like a friend will set you up.
I do have a friend that talks to him. Yes, you're right.
Because I think it's like a blind date.
Oh. Well,
maybe. And that's soon. That's not far away. And this person feels like they have brown hair, green eyes. Not real tall, like 5'10". And it's through a friend of a friend. And I see you, you know, someplace where you can walk and like have a cup of coffee and just walk and talk. I see walking and talking.
Okay.
And I see you laughing and being at ease. But you get all tongue-tied and nervous when you're on a date.
Yeah, I have been dating for a long time, so it's kind of strange now.
But I just see you being at ease and talking, and it's nice. You know, you're walking and talking.
As you say, when I like someone, I just get into the person, and I already like someone, so I just feel like I don't have eyes for somebody else right now.
I get it. You're a one-person person. But
well,
you can't.
I guess that's all. Mm-hmm.
Got to let the guy lead, too. You know, sometimes you overtake it when you're dating.
Yeah, maybe that's true.
You got to let them learn to walk back. You got to learn to walk backwards in high-heeled shoes when you dance.
Okay, that's good advice.
But
I see it's not
single forever.
Yeah. So, what do you see for next year? Like, you see me any projects or plans?
What do I? You're going to do good work-wise. You're going to be able to save money. You're going to be dating.
Mm-hmm.
Going to have more fun. And you're going to have, you know, hobbies that you do too. You're going to find a couple of hobbies. That'll help you a lot.
Yeah, I need to do more things for myself. I enjoy more.
Yeah, that way you'll have more joy and fun.
Mhm. Yeah. All right. Thank you so much for the.
You're welcome.
Really nice to talk to you. Thank you. Thank you, Ken.
Thank you, Yolani.
Hey, Ken, have you ever tried Skype? Skype has free calls.
Yeah, you know, Skype is kind of strange because Blog Talk used to have their own Skype account, and they dropped it, yeah? They no longer have Skype now. So that's an awkward one. You can still call into the studio from Skype, so long as you pay for it, yeah?
Well, there's still a free app of that.
Yeah, Skype to Skype, as I say there, Kelly. When Blog Talk Radio had a Skype account many years ago, people could open the show via Skype, and you could add your guests via Skype because you were connecting Skype to Skype, yeah?
Yeah.
Since they dropped it now, and then they had a big fallout with the Skype people. Yeah, so Skype turned around and said, you can't be having people calling into radio shows and using Skype because it's a misuse of the service. And they wanted people to start paying, and Blog Talk told them where to go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they dropped them like a hot potato, basically, because, you know, so long as we've got a Skype account, so far as they were concerned, it was Skype to Skype service, and all you were doing per studio was adding one person And of course, Skype, in their infinite wisdom, took offense to that.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. it's a long, twisted story, but, you know, it's just one of those things that Microsoft do not agree with. They said it was misuse of the service.
I was just think of something that would help you.
Yeah. And then we had the Google Hangouts for a long time, which was Google. That was great because we could use Google. It means that we could do the show through Google. People could call through Google Hangouts.
Yeah.
From anywhere in the world. Because it was all paid by advertising. And then they kind of pulled out of that now, and it's they switched over to Google Voice, which is just USA based now.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So the world's got nothing anymore. Hey. Yeah. So everybody's coming to live in America. Bless. Okay. Right then. We've still got people calling in, would you believe?
Right.
So we've got to try and fit everybody in. I don't know how long Kelly can go over the clock, but we'll do our best. Okay. Tanisha.
Hi, Kellyanne.
Hi, Tanisha. What's your question?
My question is, I wanted to know when you see me going to a new job. My job is a job. I feel like there's no future there for me, like no progression. I've tried, but I feel like they won't ever progress me. So I've been going on millions of interviews, like a lot. And some interview offers I've gotten have just not been enough money, and some I wanted I didn't get. So I really want to move and have a life and get married and have children, like change. And I just feel stuck. I just wanted to know, like, when you saw those things happening, because I feel debilitated.
You need to change how you're doing your resumes, you know, and plug in what you're going for in your resume.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the keywords and stuff like that. Now, what do you do, admin?
Right now, yeah, I work as a receptionist in a medical facility, but I don't even necessarily want to stay in that field. I just want change so bad. I have someone helping me with my resume, but like I've gone on so many interviews in the last 2 weeks, and they all just panned out to nothing.
Well, you're still going to be administrative, but different field.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that you might be do well at is logistics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like tracking things, like apply for trucking companies. You know, and do the logistics.
Oh, like driving a truck?
No. You would track the trucks of where they are and where they drop off and the freight. Basically, freight tracking.
Okay.
And then also administration, but in another thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Other than medical and stuff, you know, because
mm-hmm.
you're an admin. If you got paid well, you would enjoy it.
Yeah, because, like, I want to move so bad and have
well,
a life again.
You have the money to do that yet. Just be patient. You still ain't got a lick of patience. But
yeah.
I do see you having a really good job and working for try for not-for-profit orgs, too.
Are those jobs you get paid from or no?
Yeah, the head people get paid.
Okay.
You know, like try for Cancer Society, try for all the not-for-profit orgs.
Mm-hmm.
March of Dimes, you know, stuff like that. And I see you could get a job where you do that, and then you learn how to write grants.
Mm-hmm.
So there's something like that out there for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll move within the next year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are you thinking about buying a home?
I want to, like, I wouldn't mind getting a condo, but with my name on it, you know, because I never lived on my own. And my father says, you know, he doesn't want me to rent. He says, think like owning. He thinks I should try to get something and own it. I want to leave New York. I live in Long Island where it's very expensive to try to live on your own. And, like, I'm not married. I have no children, and I want that too. So it's, like, a lot, you know. But, yeah, I would like something like my own. And I want those things, children and marriage.
Oh, you'll have that. You're still real young.
I'm 42. I'm going to be 43 September 3rd.
But that doesn't mean that you can't meet a man that already cooked them. You know, somebody that already has kids already made.
No, I was hoping to have some of my own.
You know.
I know what you're saying.
If you have, you could have one. But I do see you having somebody that already has children.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd adopt them as your own.
Mm-hmm.
And I see you with a gentleman that's older than you by 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
You do better with an older person than a younger.
Yeah.
And I see you being with a professional man. You know, like he's like a professor or something like that.
That's good.
Yeah. And I do see you getting, I don't see a condo, but I see like a little townhouse.
That would be fine.
When you get your place.
Is it going to be here, or is it going to be out of state?
No, it's in another state.
Good.
You might end up be bopping over to Illinois. I don't know why.
Chicago, Illinois. Okay.
Yeah, Illinois.
That's okay, because, you know, I know other places it's more affordable to live more than you know, and you could have a little life, you know.
Right, right. So I see you doing that, and then eventually you'll graduate to a house later on.
Mm-hmm. It's a job thing. Like, it's killing me.
You're going to be an admin job.
Okay.
It's going to take a minute. It might not happen till next year. You know, looks like springtime. New job.
You think I'm going to be at my current job until next spring?
Well, it looks like a better job in the springtime.
So the job I have now, it's like killing me. It's really toxic. And I don't know if I can stay there because they won't change my position or move me there like I've had. And I don't think I could last there till next spring. Unless
well, that
change.
Doesn't mean that you're not going to get a different job till then. But I see
mm-hmm.
the job that you really like and you get paid really well is not till spring. You might
mm-hmm.
take a temporary job, but you aren't going to cut your nose off to spite your face.
Right. Yeah, I've had offers and they were less money recently.
There was one that was good money, but they didn't take me. And I was so sad about that.
Well, but you didn't have all the qualifications they hired with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we did. I think, yeah.
There you go. I hope that helped you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tanisha. Okay. Right, Kelly, we still have three people left in the call queue. One was in the call and has been for some time.
All right, grab that one.
Are we okay with it? With doing the three, yeah?
I do have another. I have a appointment that's going to happen at. I'll do one, and I can't do the other two because I have an appointment with a reading.
Okay.
Sorry. No.
So Keisha's been the longest holding. So,
all right.
Keisha.
Hello?
Hi, Keisha.
Hey, I was wondering, do you see me getting a job soon?
You're going to get a temporary one, part-time at first.
Mm-hmm.
And you've already had an interview, yes?
Yes.
The one that you had the interview with is going to hire you.
Okay. All right. So you think I'm going to stay with them long-term, or is this going to be?
It feels like it'll go from temporary to perm.
Uh-huh. Oh, they will hire me.
Because feels like you've been a 90-day, trial.
Yeah, they do have that.
Yeah.
Yeah, the probation. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For lack of better words.
Yeah. Is there anything else you can feel about this position?
Well, I think that they're good people there.
They seem like it. Yes, ma'am.
And I think that everybody will get along and there won't be snot. So I think it's a good work environment. Not toxic.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Feel like working at home a little bit and then maybe one or two days a week in a building. Is that what they said?
Oh, okay. Something like that. Something like that. Yeah. Something like that.
And I think that they'll provide you with a better pewter once you get the job.
With a better what?
Computer.
A better what?
Computer.
Oh, how'd you know? Because it just, yes, I was saying how'd you know? It just cut off on me just just before you took my call. Okay, got you. Yeah, I'm having some issues with my laptop.
Yeah, so they'll provide you with a better one.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. God bless you. You have a great rest of the day.
Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Okay. Right. Kelly, there's just one more person there at the moment. Yeah.
All right. We'll do the last one.
Yeah, okay, yeah?
Yep.
All right. But there's one that called off thinking that they weren't going to get it. Luce.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you so much, Kelly, for taking my call. Thank you.
You're welcome. What's your question?
My question regarding my career, if I should stay with my current employer or look for another one, that, and then my family health issues with COVID, my mom and my daughter, and last, anything related to love, if you can see anything regarding my next serious relationship.
Well, your work, you're going to stay where you are for a little bit. I see you being able to ask for a raise and get it. So ask. Your mom has COVID, yes?
And my daughter, yes.
Does your mom have lung issues anyway?
Right now, they're giving her some antibiotics for some COVID-related pneumonia.
Yeah, they really got to watch that. So.
Yeah, and my daughter, she's 6 years old, and she just got the positive results, too.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I think your daughter will recover quicker than your mom.
Okay.
You know, I'm not God, you know, so.
Okay.
And then
and,
you're asking about love life?
Yeah, the next serious relationship, you know, because I date a lot, but then I don't get anything really substantial.
Well, I see you meeting, are you Spanish?
Yes.
Because I see you meeting a Spanish man. And he's going to be like an old boyfriend you used to date, and you guys will work out.
Oh, really?
And he, this man has the, he has little white tufts on the edge. You know, the black hair, how it gets white on the edge.
Yeah,
and
I think he,
he's clean shaven. He's not real tall. He's not a tall man. He might be 5'7". But he's just a sweetheart. And I just see you guys laughing and talking, and you speak both languages in your household.
Oh, and it's an ex-date of mine.
It could be. It could be an old lover.
An old flame.
Yeah.
And is this an attorney that I used to date?
I don't know, but it feels like an old lover. And I think that you'll reconnect and you guys will do well together. And it'll evolve into a nice long-term relationship.
Ooh, okay. Interesting. Do you see any letters about his name or anything else?
No, if I don't get it, I ain't going to tell you I get it. I don't get it. I see a Spanish man. I see little white tufts on the edge of his hair. He's like 5'7". He's very fit. You both speak Spanish. And I see it rekindling. So that's what I'm getting.
Okay, perfect. Now, regarding my job, the reason I asked is because I'm currently under the public, you know, service loan forgiveness program, and the current employer that I have is not a nonprofit. So they're currently trying to build a foundation that could be qualifiable as a nonprofit, and so I voiced my request to be moved to that if that opens up. Would they be able to become nonprofit?
Yes.
Would that yes, and then
it's a slow boat to China, and it's like a whole bunch of red tape and hoops you got to jump through.
Yes. They said that it has been very difficult for them to be approved as a nonprofit. But when you say that I could get a raise, is that after they open up the nonprofit, or is that like in the current position that I'm in right now, and how would I go about that?
It's in the current position you are now.
The year doesn't come up until January. So you're saying that I could ask for a promotion right now before January?
Well, you're going to get a raise, and probably when they're supposed to. There's a raise for you.
Oh, okay. Okay. So nothing extraordinary. Just an annual raise.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, if you get the other position, you'll get a raise in pay.
Yeah, that'll be nice. That'll
be more money next year.
That'll be for next year. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's it. Do you see anything related to my health? I'm completely vaccinated, and I haven't gotten any positive test results, thank God. But do you see anything about my health that I should be aware of?
You're basically pretty healthy.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
You're pretty sturdy. You bounce good if you fall. You don't have osteo, and you have good. Now you do have to watch for bladder infections. Pee when you need to pee. Quit holding your pee.
And the last question, I have a 16-year-old dog. How much longer would I be able to enjoy his company?
He's staying for love right now.
He's what?
He's staying for love.
Yeah, he's 16. Do you see a time range for him before he expires?
Yes, he's staying for love right now. He's not going anywhere right soon.
Okay, all right, perfect. I'm happy with that. I'm blessed with that.
Yeah.
He's like another family member.
Oh, totally.
Do I have any messages from past family members? My grandmother or my uncle or anybody?
Your grandma wants you to make the, what did she make, tamales?
Tamales? No. My aunt, who's still alive, she makes tamales once a year.
Well, they're talking about, your grandma's talking about tamales.
Okay.
I have no idea. I can't help what the dead people tell me.
Okay.
And then your grandma's also showing me, do you have, somebody has a ring. Who has a ring? She's asking about a ring.
A ring. My wedding ring was stolen. Is that what she's talking about?
That's, I don't know. But she's talking about a ring.
Oh. Okay. Maybe. I don't know. I mean, I always suspected it was my ex-husband that came into the house and took it.
I'm sorry.
Anything else? No? Oh, yeah. What about, I was going to ask, just there was one person that I really liked that I dated in the beginning of the year. His name is Brandon.
But he's with somebody else now. He's moved on.
Oh, okay. 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 And there is somebody. Okay, perfect. There's one person I'm seeing right now, but I don't see a future. You also not see a future. His Argentinian.
It's a short thing.
It's a short thing.
Yeah.
Okay, temporary. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Well, thank
leave
you.
We're going to leave it there then, Lucia.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Kelly, because Kelly's got to get off, ladies and gentlemen.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank
you. Right. So now, Kelly's got to shoot off, ladies and gentlemen, because he's got somewhere to be. So until Kelly will be back with us now in a fortnight's time. Kelly is not with us next Sunday because it's the first Sunday of the month. So Kelly back there on the 10th, I think it is. Is it the 10th? Yeah. So Kelly back with us on the... on the 12th. The 12th of September, Kelly will be back with us here on the 12th. Hopefully, all being well. So we'll find you a little something to play out with. It's going to be very short because we are actually in the archive player now. So let's just see what we got for you. Something short and simple. What can we do? We need a small one. Do you know, some of the songs are something for about 2 minutes, I think, you know. Okay, what about this one?
I try, but I can't say goodbye.
That it's wrong and I should be so strong, but the thought of you gone makes me want.